Somali pirates have released a Greek oil tanker they've been holding, along with 19 crew members, for the past 2 months. The vessel, called the MV Genius, was reported to be intact and sailing to the United Arab Emirates. The Greek company that owns the ship confirmed it had paid ransom, but would not say how much. Somali pirates have seized 8 vessels in the past 2 weeks, and the big prize is still in outlaw hands, a Saudi supertanker called the Sirius Star. It's loaded with $100 million worth of crude oil. Roger Middleton is an expert on the Horn of Africa. He joins us by phone now from the street in London, England. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, and apologies for the noise.
That's okay. Mr. Middleton, how common is it for a company to pay the ransom on a hijacked ship?
Well, to be honest, it's by far the most common way for these kind of situations to be resolved. In the well over 30 instances of successful hijackings this year, all but 3 of those has been resolved through the payment of ransom. So it's not at all uncommon.
How much do the companies usually pay?
Well, this year, the average seems to be around about $1 million, ranging from perhaps $600,000 up to $1.5 million, and in one or two cases, close to $2 million, or perhaps over $2 million. Obviously, it's sensitive information, so it's not something that people advertise on their websites. But that seems to be about the range at the moment.
And is it paid, in fact, in dollars, as you say, in cash currency?
Yep. Literally, it's paid in $100 bills and $50 bills, which are delivered by a private security company, handed over to the pirates in bags full of cash. The pirates then have that money and divide it up amongst themselves.
So this private security company takes the cash to the hijacked ship. The pirates divvy it up, and then how do they get away?
Some of them will get off the ship at that point and go back to the coast along there. And in a number of instances where I've heard about, the pirates will ask the captain of the ship as they're sailing off to drop them off at different points along the coast. So maybe 150 miles, 200 miles up the coast, like that. Just to spread their chances of hanging on to the money, because obviously once they get back onto land, they're well aware they have a lot of money which people may want to steal.
Yeah, I have to ask, doesn't paying ransom and this much money in ransom just encourage more piracy?
I mean, yes, absolutely, and that's the big problem. This clearly, the reason why we've seen so much piracy in the last year or so is because of this big increase in ransom payments. However, you need to put yourself, I suppose, in the shoes of the ship owners and say, really, do you want to be the first person not to pay the ransom and to run the risk of, you know, the risk of the lives of your crew and the safety of your vessel? And that's an almost impossible decision for ship owners to take.
The Sirius Star, the Saudi oil tanker, is still out there, in fact, and we're hearing reports now that a faction of Islamic militants in Somalia is angry that a vessel from an Islamic nation has been seized. Is there a threat of a backlash against the pirates within Somalia?
From some quarters, there is certainly a perception that the pirates are not a good thing for Somalia, but you have to bear in mind that certainly in the communities where they're based, they bring in a huge amount of money. And many people regard them as heroes, protecting Somalia's seas, especially let's consider now that Somalia's oceans, which are very rich in terms of fish, are heavily, heavily illegally fished by shipping fleets from Europe and from Asia and from the rest of Africa. And Somalis can't really compete with them. So many people see these pirates as heroes. And certainly there are many people who benefit economically from their activities.
Roger Middleton is a consultant researcher with the Chatham House, a think tank in London. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.